Tony, will you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I've been a fisherman all my life, and I was in the Navy, in the U.S. Navy, where I met my wife, who has cleaned many, many fish. We have been at it for 61 years. And I have been in ports from Yakutat to Barra de Navidad in Mexico, where I was fishing for marlin. And that's about it. I have decided to retire because I'm blind, partially blind. I now have this time to serve on civic duties. And I am pretty familiar with ports and all the way up and down the coast and fish albacore on the U.S. coast. And then we've been all the way down Mexico. So that's about it.
Yeah. And were you ever in the Port Commission before?
No.
Okay.
No, I've never served on that. I've served on the board of directors for the Alaska Trollers Association. I was on that for about somewhere between 25 and 30 years. I get confused a lot. Mm. However, I now have time to do this if the public so chooses.
Yeah, and so why do you want to be on the Port Commission?
Well, there are some things that I think would be advantageous in the way of safety, and I'll bring that up later. Both safety and sanitation. For example, the Inner Harbor has no toilets. But when I ran, I wasn't aware that there's been a funding come down from, I guess, the state, and they're going to take care of that. So I would like to oversee that, some of that. We've had some incidences here recently where people who were born and raised here were denied access to a slip to a stall because the quota for liveaboards was full, and these people were told to push on down to Bellingham and have their work done. They are having some work done here. However, this other work that they needed, they were told to push off. And I I extremely didn't like that. And another thing that's been crossing the boat owners here is people have been pushing to make it mandatory that you have insurance for your boat. Because we had a boat sink here a couple of years ago, or maybe a year ago. Not mine, but it's quite a burden that if it comes up and it passes, it will put quite a burden on people, especially young people that are trying to get into the fishery. They have to, or most of us have started pretty plain and with a wooden boat, and you can't insure a wooden boat now, so that would put them out of business. It would be a hardship for them, and I'm opposed to that. And there's some parking, say in the Inner Harbor, where it's not safe to drive down, in my opinion. So I would like to see those things taken care of.
Great. And what do you think you can bring to the commission?
Well, I have access to the boys at the coffee shop where we have discussed quite a bit how we can make the lift from going from your boat to the dock. We can make that a lot safer. I will suggest that if somebody slipped or had a seizure or something and came off of that, they most likely would not survive the fall. We can make that better.
Yeah. So you address some important issues. That is there anything else, any other issues that you'd like to address that the Port Commission faces?
Well, yes, I have some ideas that instead of making mandatory insurance, I would suggest that if you buy a stall, if you get a stall here, you should have to have access to your telephone. I mean, it only makes sense that if there's a problem on your boat, whoever's watching the port that day, if they see a problem, they could call the person who's responsible for that boat. And I think that's, I mean, it's not mandatory now that I believe, but it should be.
Yeah. And so that's an idea that you'd like to introduce to the Port Commission, right?
Yes, I would suggest that.
What makes you a good candidate?
I've seen dockage from Yakutat to Bardi-Navidad, and I see how they run their harbors. It's given me pretty good ideas about how to do it. In the port, we have not only slips where you can tie up your boat, but we have this dock with these people who repair and that sort of thing. It's really second to none, the help that we can get right here in Wrangell. It is spectacular. I've had a boat almost rebuilt here, and I really don't want to see some rules maybe that don't make very good sense, where their people are told to go to Bellingham and get it done. Like I say, the help here is second to none. These people are fantastic. They need to be kept busy.
So what would you say the most important purpose of the Port Commission is?
I suppose, and I don't have a lot of experience in this, it's setting fees for stalls and I suppose other regulations. I'm going to ask why these people were told to move on to Bellingham and get their work done there, because the quota for filling the stalls, the quota is full. Well, I'm very curious as to whose idea this was, because I am quite an advocate for liveaboards. They serve a purpose. They guard our stuff. They do a lot of things. And I can't see why there's a quota for liveaboards.
When can you tell me when that happened, when the harbor told them to go to Bellingham?
That was probably a month to 6 weeks. I can't put my finger on it, but I know I found out about it that day, and I talked to the people. Like I say, he was born here, and he's got to live aboard. Him and his wife live on their boat. They have all the facilities for waste. I thought it was beyond the pale.
Why should voters vote for you?
I've been around this business a long time. That's all I can say. People know me.
Is there anything else you'd like to say about the election or the Port Commission or yourself?
No, I'll let them make up their own mind.